Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Aretha, are you there?
Huh.
Well, hello, Aretha?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wake up. Time to get up.
Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Aretha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Just checking, make sure you're rocking and rolling, ready to go.
Absolutely. I was wondering what happened to our theme song. You know, you got to have a theme song.
Well, you know, you mentioned last week about the news. And, you know, I think, Reith, the only thing we could do once in a while is just turn it off. You know, it's like take a break. Okay, no more news for today. Let's turn the radio off, turn the TV off, and because a lot of it is bad news. But every once in a while you get some good stuff. I mean, I don't know if it's good for Chicago, but it was good for L.A. with the hockey, huh? Of course, you don't really follow hockey, do you?
I was going to say, that's my hot topic today, believe it or not.
Well, we'll slow down on that one then and let you cover the bases there. I know when I left Chicago back a week or so ago, they were all excited about, you know, the Blackhawks and that. But anyway, moving along, what you been doing all week? You been keeping busy as usual, I suppose?
Oh, actually, I went on another cruise. I thought about it. This is the second cruise I've been on since we started the show. I like being out at sea. So I took just a quick little trip down, a little three-day cruise just to kind of relax and have a good time, and I did. So I'm back now, ready to do the show.
All right. Let's rock and roll. Hot topic time, I guess, right?
Okay.
Do you want to roll with yours, or do you want me to?
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
I was going to say, our music cues are just a little off today, but it happens.
Well, so am I.
Hot topic. Yeah, I'm a little off today. My hot topic this morning are the Kings and the Spurs, the winners. Now, as you kind of alluded to, though, Jim, I know nothing about sports. I have no idea what's really going on. The Kings are
a Los Angeles team. I thought you were a hockey player.
So I do at least know, but I do at least know the Kings are an L.A. team. I am an L.A. girl. I, at least on my limited ability, tried to support the L.A. teams. It was an exciting playoff series. I really didn't watch it, but I did see the highlights. And if you were in a sports bar or any place that had a TV, you were going to see the highlights of it. And so I did see that they went into double overtime a couple of times and overtime, and the puck, that's the thing, the little puck, went right up to the line but not in one time. And it was exciting for those of you who liked hockey. And it's over now. And matter of fact, I just want to warn all of you Angelinos, do not go in downtown L.A. today. They are having the parade, and it is going to be crowded beyond belief. So that's going to be real interesting if you try to travel downtown L.A.
Good tip. Also the
Spurs also won. They are a San Antonio team. I had no idea that San Antonio even had a team. Now, I know that there are basketball players or fans that will be shocked to know, because I understand that there's some really famous players on the Spurs. I have no idea who they are. I know there's some really famous players on whatever team they beat. The Heat, that's who they were. There are really famous players on the Heat. I don't know who they are either. But I know there were some really tall guys on both teams. And I know that they also fought very hard. and that the Spurs won. So congratulations to both the Kings and the Spurs. And for you sports fans, I know you'll be going through hockey withdrawal and basketball withdrawal, but I know some sport is going to be playing on your TV every weekend still.
That's right.
So don't lose heart.
Peter, how is
it'll
it that an LA
course.
Team that we bask in the sun, we don't have ice out here, and we're beating a team from Chicago that lives with ice all the time? That doesn't make sense.
Well, when the Kings first came to L.A., they said, why would L.A. want a hockey team?
Yeah,
but what
yeah.
can we say? And what's your hot topic, Jim?
Well, I just wanted to touch base on somebody that a lot of us, well, probably I'd say about 95% of us would remember, Casey Kasem. For decades, he was among the nation's best-known radio personality and known for his hosting the weekend's Top 40. Do you remember that, Rita, the Top 40?
Absolutely. Radio now.
Yeah.
And you can still hear the voice of Casey Kasem on Sirius Radio.
Well, Casey arrived in L.A., KRLA, in 1964, and for look at how many years he's been doing the, the radio show. And that's how we kept track with all our he would bring up the songs as the time went on, and we couldn't wait to hear what's next and what's coming up the charts. And, you know, even when you hear his name, you think back when you're driving along in your car, and, okay, it's time for the top 40 hits, and they got up to the top 10 and the top 2, and it was Casey Kasem. He passed away at, I believe it was 84 years old, Reith.
Yeah, he did over the weekend. He had been ill, and there had been quite a bit of controversy between his daughter and his wife. But as the quote from his daughter said, he's in a better place now. So,
yeah, he had Parkinson's and a little bit of dementia. And, yeah, his death came after a highly publicized battle over his health care between his second wife, Jean, and their three adult children from his first marriage.
Yeah.
But
be missed, but at the same time, he will be on Sirius Radio. So we will get to hear his voice. And that brings us up to our first commercial.
Alrighty.
Vanity, a unique, all-natural beauty succulent drink that helps revive you from the inside out.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday mornings. I'm Reitha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same. And speaking of never being the same, we've got a great guest on today. I understand you're familiar with him. I've met this gentleman recently. He is the CEO and publisher of The Scoop LA, formerly The Scoop newspaper. He's a musician, and I'm really looking forward to talking to him this morning. Our guest, Buddy Sampson.
Hey, Reitha. How you doing?
I'm great, Buddy. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. First of all, what a great show. And Jim, like, how are you doing? How is your health? I know, like, probably as soon as you see me, you'll recognize my face. But I always see you all the time at events. How you doing, Jim? Hello?
Jim, have you disappeared?
Buddy, how you doing? I'm just amazed by. I don't know, when was it? Did I see you last in Hollywood? Was it?
Yeah, I think it was Hollywood. You know, like you're always there, man. I really appreciate the fight that you're doing. You have a very inspiring fight, and it's just nice to hear that you're doing well.
Oh yeah, you know, Reith and I talked about it. Buddy, as you know, because I know you're this way too. It is totally, so much goes to having a positive attitude about the issues you deal with, like this and so on, you know? And I know you're
You've
that kind
of guy,
too.
You've always been positive. Thank you very much,
oh, yeah.
man. I really appreciate you.
Oh, yeah.
I really
and,
appreciate
if you. We want to talk about all the stuff you've been doing. It's you're an amazing guy. It's where do you find the time, buddy?
You know, I tell you, I never sleep. You know, like, for instance, last night, I think I might have slept 2 hours. You know, I'm very proud to be running a historical publication. The Scoop newspaper actually started in 1967, and it was owned by a guy named Jim Shields, and it used to be a staple of the community. You couldn't go to a liquor store, you couldn't go to a club anywhere without seeing it. And I'm really proud of, like, being a publisher of this newspaper, and Jim Shields actually taught me a lot. He mentored me and taught me the newspaper business. So I'm very proud to have taken over a historical publication.
Well,
and it really is historical.
Job, yeah.
If you're
Thank
from
you,
Los Angeles, you definitely know the Scoop newspaper. It was really, like you said, one of the staples of the community. I remember growing up with it, and everybody wanted to see who Miss Scoop was going to be, and
yes,
even the girls wanted to know.
And we still do Miss Scoop of the Week. We have it, if people want to see the website, it's www.thescoopla.com, and you can actually still see all the beautiful Miss Scoops of the Week, you know, and we do that. And we also do, like, profiles on entertainers, like, such as, like, the great Eric Dooley. Like, he's actually been featured in our pages, like, at some point. And we've done, like, a lot of people. I've been really blessed, like, to have interviewed, like, some of the best people, like, around on television and politics. So, and Reverend Jesse Jackson, like, actors and actresses. So it's been a great experience, and I really, really like
it. That's cool. You sure
and
do
you
have a chance to meet a lot of people through what you do.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, but I find that the best people that I meet are the people that you don't hear about publicly, the people that actually are doing things in the community that make their community better. Those are the people that are most interesting interviews to me. I interviewed a guy yesterday, a retired judge, and, like, he was a community activist. And I just like doing those kinds of stories because the thing is we focus on celebrity, but they're everyday heroes all around our communities. We just have to talk about them a little bit more.
Well, I see that you've actually taken the Scoop newspaper from a local Los Angeles newspaper to an internet publication, which can be viewed by anyone anywhere in the world, which is fabulous.
Yeah, I think that's fabulous, too. You know, the Internet has really opened up a world of possibilities to a lot of people. And we're definitely all over the world. Like, people view us in China and in the Soviet Union and in the Ukraine. And I'm actually really surprised when I look at the readership. And we're doing actually fairly well. We have 170,000 people usually every month that come to the site. So I'm actually very pleased at the progress, and hopefully soon, like, the advertising dollars will follow.
Wow, that's amazing.
Uh-huh.
And the Internet has really opened up new doors, hasn't it, buddy?
It has. You know, of course, unfortunately, like, for every great technological innovation, there's always, like, there's some things happening. The newspaper business actually the printed page is actually not as, like, popular as it used to be anymore. But the Internet, like, has actually brought a whole new group of people, a whole new group of young people and stuff that come to the site. And I'm just very pleased about, like, what happens, like, today in today's technology.
Don't forget us, buddy.
Oh, no. I love both you guys. I love both you guys. These days, I'm also a musician. You know, I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I also play music. I was fortunate enough to play for the Montreux Jazz Festival some time ago, and played with several artists. And I'm going to be working now, like, with an artist named J.D. Hall, who made this song called Number One Lover that was actually a hit in the 80s. So I'm actually very pleased about being able to work with him.
I also see that you worked with the Marvelettes, which is a baby boomers group that we remember.
Yes, I worked with them actually when I first came to California through a guy named Larry Woodley, and who I actually performed with in Switzerland. And we were the opening group, like, on the show, and they needed a bass player. So I ended up working with them on the show, and that was a really good experience, like, to play those old hits of theirs.
Cool.
Oh, did they sing Mr. Postman?
Absolutely.
That's my marvelous
absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
Now,
and
what instruments do you play?
I play the bass guitar, and I also write music. And when I write music, I use the piano, and I also use the guitar as well. Usually when I record mostly my own tracks, and then I get, like, really good players, like, to come in and sit in with me. So
I see you have a diverse group of people you've played with. You also played with Edgar Winter.
Yeah, you know, I actually jammed with Edgar Winter in Switzerland. I was actually on stage, and, like, I've always loved Edgar Winter. And I was playing on stage. He came in and sat in with us and everything like that. And he did, if you're familiar with Edgar Winter, he does this little stick, like, where you have to imitate, like, what he's singing. And I've seen him many, many times, so I did it. And after I left stage, the waitress came over to me and said that Mr. Winter wants to see you at his table. And I came over to his table, and he asked me to join his band.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
You never know.
It never worked out because, like, we could never kind of catch each other. But, like, to be asked to be in Edgar Winter's band, wow. That's something
that's
that I always brag about.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Lisa, you
and
doing
I understand
fantastic
you're
going to
be. I understand you're going to be performing soon.
Yes, actually, with J.D. Hall, like the venue is to be determined, but it's going to be like at the outdoor venue. It's going to be on July the 11th. And I'll let you know. Actually, I may be performing this Saturday. I'll be able to let you know. But visit the website, www.thescoopla.com, and it'll tell you all the places we'll be performing.
Oh, cool.
Wonderful. And you've performed with other people around Los Angeles?
Yeah, I also produced a couple of people. I'm producing a great singer named Javelin, and she's a really good singer and a really good singer-songwriter. And we're hoping, like, to get, like, some of our tracks on movies and movie soundtracks. And also working, like, with my band. I have two bands. I have a band called the Jazz Scribes, and we play, like, really fun jazz music. So we'll be performing soon. We'll let you know when that's happening. And then I have my own band, Buddy Sampson and Friends. So you actually, you can understand why I never sleep.
I can see the two-hour deal. You and Eric have a club, the two-hour club, you know.
Exactly. Eric Zulli is one of the hardest working people I've ever met. And please give him my regards and tell him I said hello.
Can do. But I want to find out when you're going to be. I want to hear your stuff, you know. I like the jazz. Do you do any blues stuff?
Absolutely, yeah. I used to play.
I love it.
I actually took a seminar from B.B. King, like, when I was in Switzerland.
And
I played with a couple blues artists. J.J. Bad Boy Jones was the last blues artist I played with. Unfortunately, he passed away about 10 years ago. But I played with him, like, for a while, and that was just a fun, fun show. Love playing blues.
Oh, wow.
Play it all day long there, Mr. Zulli.
I love it.
Love blues.
Oh, we're going to catch you. We're going to talk later, find out where you're going to be. But, hey, thanks for so much for coming on. We got to touch base, and I want to catch that blues stuff.
Yes.
Right, and what's the website again?
Success to you and your health, Mr. Zulli. And Risa, like, I love what you do. Like, I happen to catch that show all the time, Off Your Rocker, all the time. I love that show, and you're just so funny in it. And I'm so thank you for the opportunity of being able to talk to you on your wonderful show.
Well,
give us your info,
buddy. What's your website again?
Yes, my website is www.thescoopla.com. And you can also email us at peopleyoushouldknow@hotmail.com.
And that's right. You spelled out, Y-O-U, people
and
you should
know. Y-O-U spelled out, yes, indeed, absolutely. And, Aretha, you do a terrific job. And, Jim, you guys, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you for coming on, buddy. It's so cool. We want to catch you. We want to catch you at one of your gigs.
Okay,
oh,
baby boomers. It's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, it's Jim's Gem Time, and I'm just going to touch base on Iraq. Is it falling apart? Militants have been taking over cities in Iraq. They've taken the second largest city, Mosul. Iraqi officials told reporters that two divisions were defending the city, but because of the surprise attack, they basically left the area, and that didn't go too well. There was, you know, you've got 30,000 people are defending, and 800 fighters came along, but the Iraqi army, they outnumbered them about 40-1, but it didn't go well. They also left. The problem is a lot of our tanks and weapons and helicopters were all left behind. Those Humvees, this stuff is very expensive. And, you know, a few of those attack helicopters were left there. Ouch, technology, that's what I think. But several areas have taken large supplies. I mean, not just a few, but large supplies of weapons, all our weapons that were left there. 500,000 refugees or more are leaving the war-torn areas where the militants are moving in. They seem to want to crush the freedom of religion and education and just being happy, the stuff that's been set in there by the efforts of the U.S.-led coalition. There's been fighting among the Sunni and Shiites for a long time now, and we tried to bring a democratic way of life, not just our way, but the way that the people have seemed to enjoy it. I mean, they asked the troops, they asked our soldiers when they came back, was it worth it? And basically they've said it is more than worth the sacrifice we made with the people that have passed away fighting for the country and all the injuries that we sustained. And they say, absolutely, it's all been worth it, because they look behind and they see the smiling faces and the freedoms that they have, the education, the women can go, they can go to school and so on and so forth. But that's where we're at. So it's very complicated. The military has to figure out what to do. The country has now turned around and created some airstrikes, and they've supposedly been holding back and trying to regain what they've lost. So, Aretha, it's a complicated situation. I don't know. It's going to be a tricky scenario, because we take it, and then if we leave, will it be held? Is it a waste? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I heard Biden said this morning that they may send in some drones, so they're at least considering doing some help. I understand that the Iraqis are begging for our help again. It's very, very difficult, you know? It's very complicated.
You don't have military-looking people running around. They wear something over their head, and then they take it off, and they look like a citizen. It's complicated. But I don't want to run this too long. This report could go on for hours, but I'll let you move in with your tech time, and maybe we can continue this later when we find out more news, because it's all going on right now.
Okay, well, let's have tech time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
Well, as summer has arrived, almost, it's a matter of days, but people are starting to go on vacation. I myself went on a cruise just over the weekend, and those of us that are addicted to technology want to take our technology with us. And you see a lot of shows like Dr. Phil and Steve Harvey, and they take these families and they send them on vacation and make them totally unplug. Well, most of us really don't want to do that. We want to take our laptop or our cell phone or our tablet with us. Well, with the e-book reader, it's not that big of a problem, because you can read your books. You don't have to be plugged in before you leave. Just download your books and take them with you. No problem. However, our tablets, our phones, our laptops, a lot of times we want to be able to access the Internet. Therefore, we have to either have Wi-Fi or some type of signal. And that's fine if you're in a local area or you're within your regular carrier zone. Then it doesn't cost you any extra charges. But if you do like I did and go down to Mexico over the weekend, you can pay roaming charges that are absolutely off the charts. So you have to be careful. I just want to warn everybody, sometimes you can even go to someplace like Wyoming, and your carrier is, you're in some small town in Wyoming, and that your carrier doesn't have a signal there, and you have to roam onto another network. Even those charges can mount up, especially if you're not used to it. So I just want to advise everybody, be careful. When you go out of town, check your phone, check your tablet, check your, well, not so much your computer, because you have to hook up consciously wirelessly on your computer. And usually you'll have to pay for it. On the ship, I paid for it by time. Sometimes you pay for it by gigabytes or megabytes. Check and see how much you have to pay. Usually you prepay for your computer, your laptop. But for your phone, it just keeps racking up money. If you're out of the network, on your tablet, racks up money. In the early days of cell phone, I came home from a trip with a $1,000 phone bill, unbeknownst to me. So you just make sure, check that little area where it shows your bars. Make sure it doesn't say roaming. Make sure it doesn't say a strange network. And be prepared if you're going to be out of town that you're going to have to pay for your wireless. If you're staying in a hotel, if you're on a ship, even airlines now make wireless available for you, but at a price. So add that into your travel budget and be prepared.
Yeah,
because some
wow,
of us just don't want to be unplugged.
Wow, you plan on maybe a little extra for your shipping your packages or your suitcases, whatever the fee is on the plane if you have extra luggage, and maybe a little extra cost for eating at another restaurant. But a lot of times you don't budget in. You don't put in your roaming charges.
Right. Yeah. And they can get quite expensive if you use a lot of them. So definitely budget it in and be aware.
Oh,
so
that's a good tip,
Jim.
And
I want to remind people, especially if you're going to be out of town on a Monday morning, you need to budget it in, because we're here every Monday morning at 10 a.m. And if you want to listen to us on the internet, you just go to easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z, waybroadcasting.com. You can find all the wonderful shows that are on the broadcasting network, like Beauty Pop with Melina Gay. It's all about fashion. She does a color of the week that I find just fascinating, to find out the meanings and all kinds of stuff about different colors. Colors you wouldn't think about,
so
not
cool.
Just red, you know, maybe
yeah, she's
fuchsia
so cool.
Or something.
She's, yeah, you just, you're just talking with her, and she has such etiquette and form with her. And the Good Game guys with their latest technology with gaming. And we know you're a gamer. But
yeah, they
went to
E3.
I
got to hear all the stuff that they learned at E3. I'm sure that's the electronic convention for the geeks. And I really want to hear what they learned about there. So you should definitely tune in, get the latest scoop from that.
The latest scoop.
You can
scoop
get the Easy Way app.
And thank you again, Buddy, for being on. Buddy is so cool. He's God, that guy is talented. You know, he's a nice guy.
Absolutely. He is. He's a very nice guy and great newspaper online, The Scoop LA.
Oh, he's on top of everything, yeah.
And the Easy Way app I was talking about, you can go to whatever app store you go to. Just look up Eric Zuli, and the Easy Way app will pop up. You can get all the stuff. You can have all the shows in your pocket. You can listen to the archives anytime you want. Anything that's going on, you can find out that's going on with the Easy Way Broadcasting. And there's all kinds of stuff going on.
Oh, it's endless. Yeah, and it's talking about keeping up on top of everything, and it's so, what would you say, it's so accessible. It's amazing. Pull out your phone. There it is.
Absolutely. There are events. You can advertise your personal business. There's the thing about the Easy Way is it's designed to connect stars with their fans and with businesses with their customers. So it's really all about helping people connect with other people. That's
and it works.
Doing it the easy way.
Easy way. I've seen it work, and I've seen the faces and some of these people. Like, how did you do that? How did you connect?
Absolutely. Well, we're out of time, Jim. It's been great. Have a good rest of the week, everybody. We look forward to seeing you next Monday at 10.
All right, Raytha. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Raytha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.